WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat, sleep, bleed.
The road to Money in the Bank is upon us, as we are less than 2 weeks away from Money in the Bank taking place on Saturday, July 1st in the United Kingdom. Check your local listing for availability in your area and start times, etc., etc. So we are getting to know who's headed to Money in the Bank and more qualifying matches and just people being, well, named to the show, which we'll talk about here in a moment. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below screen, which means you get an ad-free experience. You can also use Cracker Rock, Suck, Redland, Zimward, and the Fortnite Lamb Shop hashtag. Epic partner. I'm the producer, Soraka, and that's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to the Money in the Bank, and I am actually enjoying the road. I think we've got some good things going on for this show. Very entertaining things going on for this show.
Qualifying for Money in the Bank is Trish Stratus, as she defeated Raquel Rodriguez by disqualification when Becky Lynch accidentally got involved in, well, doing too much ass-kicking of Zoe Stark and then touched Trish Stratus, and, well, that caused the disqualification. Raquel does not get into Money in the Bank, and Becky now has all the odds against her because she's enemies in Damage Control, as she said in a promo backstage. She's enemies with Trish and Zoe, and, well, doesn't really get along with Zelina, so she's in a bit of a pickle. So she's going to go down swinging at Money in the Bank, or she's going to win the whole damn thing. And if she's going down swinging, she's taking Trish and Zoe with her.
She girl bossed a little bit too hard tonight.
She did.
You know, or excuse me, she manned up a little bit too hard tonight. And yeah, she kind of fucked herself there, and you could see it on her face. And she's like, I have screwed up. I adulted too hard, and here we are. I have a problem.
I may have a problem here, but we'll fix it. It'll be fine.
I just hope Trish is okay, because she took a nasty bump in this match.
On the fall-away slam towards the end, yeah.
So I hope she's okay. I think she is. I think she's fine, but the match itself was just okay. Like, it was a bit awkward between her and Raquel in spots.
I did like how she did a camel clutch, and the commentary called it the Trish hooks. Because she put her fingers in the mouth. That was neat. So I like that.
Yeah, that was good. And a nice little subtle tribute there.
Yeah, a little tribute to the Iron Sheik, in a way.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Mm-hmm. So that was good to see. So Trish is now in Money in the Bank. So we'll see what kind of performance she can give with ladders here in less than 2 weeks. We saw Alpha Academy take on the Viking Raiders. We saw some warm-up backstage with Master Gable telling Maxine Dupri how to do a suplex and how it's all in the hips. But the Viking Raiders would get revenge on Alpha Academy, picking up the win. We did see the suplex. She got Valhalla with the suplex. So Maxine Dupri is improving, as it were, under the tutelage of Chad Gable.
Things are just plugging along. Good comedy there.
Indashir beat Veer Mahan and or Indashir beat Cedric and Shelton in a quick match. So they got to the match. It was an ass kicking, but we got to the match. This is the best description I got.
It was a thing. It happened. Like, we're moving up to people who have names, so I suppose that's a good thing.
It's a start. It is definitely, definitely a start.
So we'll see where this goes.
We'll see where that goes. What I do love, and I hate that I liked it, they did a mock TikTok of someone scrolling on their TikTok with Chelsea Green videos being all Karen-like. I hated that I liked it.
It was creative. It was a good way to utilize her content.
It was really...
A very, very, very good way to do that.
Talk Tick is the worst, but that was funny. That was funny, but I hate that I liked it. They would go... Chelsea and Sonya would go on to lose to Kayden and Quintana. So Kayden and Quintana get their first win on Monday Night Raw. I want to see more of those two teams, and I want to see Chelsea and Sonya eventually get a win.
I actually really enjoy the combination of Chelsea and Sonya. It's a good mix.
It really is.
Because you have Chelsea, who's... who's just everywhere, right? And a big personality. And then you have Sonya with an equal equally big personality, but she's less comical.
Yeah.
She's, pardon the pun, she's the straight man, right? Like, to Chelsea's just insanity. And it's a good balance. It just works really well. So I would love to see more of them.
Yeah, and give them wins.
Yes, give them wins.
So... We mentioned at the top that we had a qualifying match, and then one person who's just getting into Money in the Bank because, well, they're Logan Paul. Because Logan Paul was back on the show, sitting on the ladder in the ring underneath the briefcases. He talked trash about, you know, Cleveland has all these good people, and then how they also haven't won anything. But that stops now because he is headed to Money in the Bank. Because he called up the executives, and he got a special invitation to the match. He's going to win the title from whoever it is, whenever he wants. Ricochet came out, congratulated Logan Paul. He said everyone understands that Logan Paul's big social media presence. He said Paul needs to understand that everyone knows the only reason he was at the match because he made Paul go viral at the Royal Rumble. Ricochet said he doesn't care how Paul got in the Money in the Bank ladder match because it doesn't change his game and won't stop him from winning. Shinsuke came out. Asked if Paul was being in the match was a done deal. Nakamura said Ricochet doesn't care, but he does. LA Knight came out. He said Ricochet and Nakamura are useless as basketball cleats because there's no such thing as basketball cleats. He then talked to how Logan Paul makes videos for 14-year-old girls and that he could make a video. He'll make a video and or he had a map of where you can shove the Prime bottles up because LA Knight is over. Yeah, very over with the crowd. Santos came out and talked about empty promises and lies. He said he welcomed Logan Paul to the match and he would be standing tall and how, but Escobar will be standing tall and representing the LWO. Butch came out, no microphone. He just went after Logan Paul. We had a brawl with all six men, including a big ass dive from Logan Paul onto Ricochet and Santos Escobar.
This was good.
Good use of everybody.
I enjoyed this quite a bit. I thought this was fun.
People are going to be up in arms about Logan Paul in this match, but he'll add value to it.
You're going to the UK with this match, with this pay-per-view. Logan Paul's an attraction. He's a name. People will pay to watch him get his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
And that's what this will be.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens there. So Byron Saxton was interviewing the Undisputed Tag Team Champions, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and they were asked about the bloodline, and Kevin Owens got upset, and they just need to get over it. And Zayn told Owens that he has an answer, he has a problem. Owens is in denial. He said that if Owens can, you know, he's an anger problem. He asked if Zayn said if Owens can make it through the night without a tantrum, then they wouldn't bring up anything at all again. But if he had an outburst, then Owens would have to concede that he has a problem. And Owens like, okay. Sami's like, to Byron, it's been 20 years of this. Where he just spouts off. So throughout the night, we've seen Kevin and Sami walking around backstage. He almost got cold water spilled on him, and Kevin hates water being spilled on him because he hates getting wet. And no one's like, there's no problem. And then he walks up to Riddle, and it's all back. Riddle starts going off and about movies and little giants and stuff like that. And he starts yelling, and no one calms himself and told him Riddle that he liked the movie that he'd been talking about. Also told Riddle not to touch him. We're going to take a pause there because Matt Riddle took on Ludwig Kaiser, Riddle getting the win, and then was attacked afterwards, and he got his leg injured and knee injured. So could be we're going to have an injured Riddle heading into a possible matchup with Gunther coming up.
I would be down for that.
But then we continue on backstage. Owens and Zayn ran into Gunther and Kaiser. Owens got mad. He got upset. He was frustrated because Kaiser just started talking and told him he's very long-winded and he gets to the point. And then they got a text message and he walked away. So at this point, what do you think of all of the Kevin and Sami stuff?
It works. It's Kevin and Sami. It's never going to be bad. Like, that's the thing. Whether they're together or whether they're opposing, it's always good. And they both have such wonderful comedic timing that when they're together and they're doing comedy, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. It works. It's just entertainment. It's just pure entertainment. I can't complain about it. This is a good way to utilize them. You have them walking around backstage. You have them interacting with people. They've got the tag titles with them. You're setting stuff up with them. It's just a nice, easy way to sort of move them on or continue to move them on from Cody, from the Bloodline, from all of it. You're distancing them from that because life is moving on.
It is.
This is a good way to do that. And you're setting it up with like Imperium and others that can come in and potentially contend for those titles.
Mm-hmm. So Cody was backstage warming up and Akira Tozawa approached him. So earlier on that there was a challenge that was issued by Judgment Day for a 6-man tag team match because, you know, that would be the main event. Cody accepted and he would bring along partners. That would be one, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, because that was the text message got. But Tozawa was there. Cody liked his hair. And then they agreed to, you know, team up and take down the Judgment Day in the main event. Judgment Day early was out there cutting a promo, and like they all cut things, and Rhea cut a promo, and then they're all doing their thing, and then Dom gets the mic, who was trying to make the challenge, and every time he got on that microphone, the crowd rained down some boos, which was great, which was really, really good. More with the Judgment Day, including Rhea Ripley, who just destroyed Natalya. They didn't even get to the match, because Natty's still questioning who she is, and well, whether she belongs, and well, she got her ass kicked again, and this one didn't even just need a match for it to happen. So there you go.
I mean, there you go.
But Monday Night Raw opened was supposedly opening with an open challenge. It was not, because Seth Rollins got his ass whooped by Finn Balor.
This was so good.
Finn just beat his ass, coup de grace after coup de grace, tossed them all around. He had to be helped to the back, and it was beat up backstage. This was really good. Like, this was 100% enjoyable. Good start to the show.
This was a great start to the show. Like, we're all here for, you know, Seth getting his ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's a heel or a face, but Finn just came out there like a house of fire and just beat on him for a good 5-10 minutes. And then Seth's promo backstage later was just a nice follow-up where he's like, hey, F you.
It's like, you want to beat me up? Fine, I'm glad. This is the Finn I wanted to see from Seth. This is the guy I wanted to see. So he got checked out for injured ribs. He will make NXT tomorrow to defend the title. We had Bron Breakker on the show hyping up the match and how he wants to be the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion. We'll see if that actually happens tomorrow night on NXT. So they build off of that. But we mentioned there was supposed to be an open challenge, right? The Miz said he was going to be the one to have the open answer the open challenge. But, you know, Rollins got attacked, so he couldn't do it. So he's going to have his own open challenge. And it was the return of Tommaso Ciampa. They had a match. Ciampa got the win with the fairy tale ending. He did some DIY, you know, mannerisms. So it's good to see Tommaso back.
It's been a long, and I do mean fucking long time since we have seen Tommaso Ciampa. It was a nice surprise to see him back. It's like, oh, hey, hi, how you doing, Tommaso? Yeah. Long time no see.
Yeah, it was really good. He looked in great shape. His tricep is healed, and he's ready to go. He has found his way back to WWE. But then there's your main event. Holy hell, 6-man tag. Cody, Kevin, and Sami taking on the Judgment Day. Dom, Finn, and Damian. This was great. Crowd was hot. Everything you wanted to see in this match. You got some big moves. You had some interactions where Rhea caught Dom coming off the ropes, and then Rhea getting up in Sammy's face, and then Sami dove over her on the Dom. Dom gets in the ring, gets all the heat in the world. This was really good. Cody got the win for his team. This was Yeah, I keep saying it. Really, really good.
This was, I told Rock this before we did the show, this was something we should not have gotten for free. We should have had to have paid for this. This was a really fantastic match. Like, the selling, like, Rhea on the outside was just great. At one point, they did a camera angle that I really liked, where they had the camera guy up in the corner, shooting between Kevin and Cody, as I believe Sammy was in the ring, or it might have been when Kevin was in the ring. But they had them in between the other two on the face side, shooting the match, which I thought was really creative. Like, there was just a lot of things that went on this match that was really good.
It was a hell of a main event.
This was fantastic. And like you said, the crowd was into it. It was hot. It was just, yeah, this was a nice way to close this show. I would watch it again, honestly.
I'd take it again. This was a very fun show tonight. Nothing to complain about. Like, would you like to see certain people win matches? Yeah, but everyone who won in the right manner and got me enough time for everything, and we're doing storyline advancement. And that's where we're headed, because we're headed to Money in the Bank in, what, 12 days? Something like that. So this was really good.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But yeah, like I said, we are building to the pay-per-view, and there are a ton of things that they're doing right in terms of building to this pay-per-view, where it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's, they're doing a very good job of getting us there, where I think for the first time in a long time, at least on the women's side, the Money in the Bank feels important. It feels like it means something, because you have the story of Becky and Trish going into this match and adding just that little extra flair, right, to it. Mm-hmm. On the men's side, it's equally as competitive, because now you have two titles that you can vie for. You have Roman's and you have Seth's. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have options. Whereas before, it's like, for at least for the men's title for the last couple of years, it's, oh, the Money in the Bank winner, you know, well, they could use that to take it off Roman, but are they really going to? And the answer is probably no.
Yeah. So
they're stirring things up, and they're adding importance to these matches. And all the matches outside that we have are good. They're building the show very, very well, which they have to, because they're going to the fucking UK with it. It's going to be in London.
It's going to be a hell of a show.
You need to make sure this is a stacked show. Mm-hmm. They have to follow up Cardiff.
And I think they will.
I believe they will as well.
But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, The Rack is back live at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We have a discussion of sorts. We'll figure it out. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. Probably Rack Extra coming as well this week at some point.
Yep.
Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:09 with friends, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Last week we did Dad Jokes, year 3. Check it out, cbradiolive.com. There's no WTR Sunday night because Forbidden Door. We'll be back next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Jen, if you have a minute, go ahead.
If you want them to do more shows about dad jokes on CB Radio, tweet your best dad jokes at Kane Kittens.
Chat at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You could use creator code RocketSuck or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. I promise you, for Honkai, we are done with the museum event. There's no more farming the museum. We're done. We never have to go back there ever again unless they make us. So tune in, because we'll be back to doing story quests and other things in Honkai. Because yes, that was a very long, tedious, boring event, and I'm sorry, I thought it would be better, but apparently not. So tune in, follow the channel. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.RockFishShow.com, or just look up for Lynn's Ward on YouTube. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things. I would appreciate it.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show. Everyone in there, along the airwaves, on Wild Talk Radio Network. Into my eyes, it's do or die, die, die. Into my eyes, it's a music eye, die. Into my eyes, it's do or die, die.
WildTalkRadio.com.